At 11:39 a.m. Pacific today, Mario Zechner posted a screenshot that marks a threshold we all knew was coming, but maybe hadn't quite processed. Claude Code, Anthropic's coding environment, is now modifying its own harness code. The agent is literally rewriting the infrastructure it runs on. Zechner's caption was dry. "I welcome Claude Code to the self-modifying harness game. Baby steps." But here's what makes this moment particularly absurd. 12 hours earlier, Anthropic had posted new documentation saying that OpenClaude-style usage of Claude CLI was allowed again. Not API usage, that was never in question. CLI usage, the kind where third-party tools hook into Claude's command line interface to build coding agents. Except if you scroll back 6 weeks, Anthropic said the opposite. And 3 months before that, they said it was fine. The company that's now enabling self-modifying code can't maintain a consistent policy on whether developers are allowed to use their tools. Every major harness, Pi, OpenCode, OpenClaw, has built production systems on top of these interfaces. Thousands of developers are shipping code through tools that exist in a policy gray zone that changes quarterly, and now those tools are gaining the ability to modify themselves. Antares weighed in with what might be the most pragmatic take of the day. Maybe it does not matter what the different providers tell in a given moment, since alternative coding agents and bots of all kinds at this point should be developed against frontier open weights models like Kimi K2.6 and similar in order to be future-proof. He's pointing to something fundamental. When your infrastructure provider can't decide if you're allowed to exist, and when that infrastructure is gaining autonomous self-modification capabilities, maybe the answer isn't to negotiate better terms. Maybe it's to find infrastructure you actually control. Speaking of infrastructure you control, Kimi just changed the game. K2.6 dropped on Hugging Face today, and the benchmarks are forcing everyone to reconsider what open source means for coding agents. 66.7% on Terminal Bench 2.0. For context, that's within 2 points of GPT 5.4 and better than Claude Opus 4.6. This is an open model you can run on your own hardware, modify however you want, and never worry about policy changes. But the raw benchmarks undersell what's happening. From Kimi's technical blog, Kimi K2.6 successfully downloaded and deployed the Qwen 3.50.8b model locally on a Mac. By implementing and optimizing model inference in Zig, a highly niche programming language, it demonstrated exceptional out-of-distribution generalization. Across 4,000-plus tool calls, over 12 hours of continuous execution, and 14 iterations, Kimi K2.6 dramatically improved throughput from 12 times 193 tokens per second. 12 hours, 4,000 tool calls. In Zig, a language maybe 0.01% of developers have even touched. Or this, Kimi K2.6 autonomously overhauled Exchange Core, an 8-year-old open-source financial matching engine. Over a 13-hour execution, the model iterated through 12 optimization strategies, initiating over 1,000 tool calls to precisely modify more than 4,000 lines of code. The model analyzed CPU flame graphs, identified bottlenecks, and reconfigured the core thread topology. Result? 185% improvement in medium throughput, 133% in peak performance, on a system that was already optimized. Biggest Bow 5 in r/local/LOLAMA put it bluntly. Opus 4.7 max subscriber, switching to Kimi 2.6. Their team was burning through the max plan's limits daily, supplementing with Qwen 3.6 when they hit caps. Kimi K2.6 handles 85% of what Opus can do, includes vision, has solid browser automation, and you own it. Kimi's pricing through Cloudflare makes this even more stark. $14 per million input tokens if you're on B200s with their optimizations. Anthropic charges $15 per million for Opus. That's a regime change. The feedback from early adopters reads like a capability checklist. Augment Code's evaluation, K2.6 K2.6 is noticeably more effective than K2.5 at navigating nuanced API behaviors and recovering when things break. Open code. KIMI K2.6 proves to be exceptionally reliable. A sharper grasp of task requirements and more streamlined multi-step operations. The real signal is in what the harness builders are doing. OpenCode asked their users today if they should triple the K2.6 limits. The vote wasn't close. Every closed-source advantage in coding is now temporary. When an open model matches your flagship product at 1% of the price, your moat isn't technical capability anymore, it's ecosystem lock-in, memory systems, and enterprise contracts. Which brings us to OpenAI's answer to that exact problem. OpenAI dropped Chronicle today, their expansion of Codex's memory system. The pitch is elegant. Codex now understands context from what's on your screen, your actual screen. From their announcement, with Chronicle, Codex can better understand what you mean by this or that, like an error on screen, a doc you have open, or that thing you were working on 2 weeks ago. The implementation is aggressive. Chronicle runs background agents that continuously capture your screen, building memories from what you're working on. Those memories are stored locally on your device, for now, and Codex can reference them to maintain context across sessions. No more re-explaining your project structure. No more pasting the same error messages. No more, as we discussed yesterday, preambles that waste tokens and time. Harrison Chase from LangChain saw it immediately. Memory will be the great lock-in, and everyone knows it, so are rushing to get there first. He's right. Once Codex knows your codebase, your patterns, your specific environment quirks, switching to another tool means starting from zero. OpenAI isn't selling you a model anymore. They're selling you continuity. But here's what's fascinating about the rollout. Pro users only, macOS only, and explicitly excluding EU, UK, and Switzerland. That geographic carve-out isn't about technical limitations. It's about privacy regulations. Because Chronicle doesn't just see your code, it sees everything on your screen. Banking tabs, email, Slack messages, everything. Jake Bloom raised the obvious concern. If Codex has a prompt injection vulnerability, an agent with continuous screen access has a larger blast radius than a stateless assistant. OpenAI's response to this risk, a disclaimer that other apps may access these files stored on your device. That's a security model built on crossed fingers. The tension here is real. The feature is genuinely useful. Multiple developers confirmed it eliminates the constant context restatement that kills flow. But you're trading that convenience for a system that watches everything you do, stores it locally in a way other apps can access, and creates lock-in through accumulated context. And the token consumption is extraordinary. Chronicle burns through rate limits building these memories. OpenAI is literally charging you to create the context that locks you into their platform. Sam Altman didn't announce this as a memory system. He called it telepathy. When your CEO is using that kind of language for what amounts to screen recording plus RAGU, you know the lock-in is the point. Tim Cook is stepping up to executive chairman on September 1st. John Ternus, who's been running hardware engineering, takes the CEO role. The timing is exquisite. The numbers tell Cook's story. Apple went from $350 billion to $4 trillion in market cap. Revenue quadrupled. The iPhone scaled from one model in two colors to five models in dozens of colors, selling hundreds of millions of units. Operational excellence personified. But Cook is leaving right as the game changes completely. As Ben Thompson noted in Stratechery today, Cook's great triumph was scaling Jobs' last breakthrough, the iPhone, to planetary scale. Cook didn't create new categories, he perfected existing ones. Even the Apple Vision Pro, Cook's one attempt at a zero-to-one product, is, as Thompson puts it, more of a 0.5. Now look at what's happening. Every major tech company is racing to build agent platforms. Microsoft has Copilot embedded across Office. Google's launching Rosalind for life sciences research through Codex. OpenAI's Chronicle is creating ambient computing context. And Apple? Apple's shipping incremental hardware updates and taking 30% of App Store revenue. Sam Altman's tweet was gracious. Tim Cook is a legend. I am very thankful for everything he has done, and I am very thankful for Apple. But there's subtext. Altman runs the company that's building the infrastructure for the agent economy. Cook ran the company that perfected the smartphone economy. These are different games requiring different leaders. John Ternus is a hardware engineer. He's overseen the Apple Silicon transition, which was brilliant. But the question isn't whether Apple can build better chips. It's whether Apple can build an agent platform that developers want to use when Kimi K2.6 runs locally, Claude Code modifies itself, and OpenAI's Chronicle creates sticky context. The quiet part that Thompson says out loud. Cook prioritized Apple's financial results and shareholder returns over developer ecosystem health. That worked when Apple controlled the only game in town. But agents don't care about your App Store policies. They don't need your approval. They run where they run. Cook's timing is actually perfect. For Cook, he's leaving at peak valuation before the bills come due on a decade of developer antagonism, right as the game shifts to something Apple isn't positioned to win. The question isn't whether Ternus is a good CEO. It's whether anyone can redirect a $4 trillion battleship that's been optimized for extracting rents from mobile apps while the entire industry shifts to autonomous agents that don't need permission to exist. Wanye asked the question everyone's thinking, but few want to examine. I don't have to be convinced that LLMs make programmers more productive. But where's all the stuff? We've now had months and months of 100 IKEs or 1,000 IKEs programmer productivity improvements. Where's all the stuff they're building? The responses are revealing. Simon Saris points to his projects, floracarta.com, meetinghouse.cc, individual creators building individual tools. But that's not 100 IKEs more stuff. That's the same amount of stuff built faster. Sierra_tech had the honest answer. Most of it is internal tooling, automation, and features inside existing products. The 100 IKEs productivity gain doesn't always produce a 100 IKEs visible output. A lot of it just made the same amount of stuff with fewer people. There it is. The productivity gains are real. But they're not creating an explosion of new products. They're allowing companies to maintain the same output with dramatically smaller teams. This explains something crucial about the current moment. Anthropic just announced plans to spend $100 billion on AWS compute over the next decade, the largest cloud commitment in history. OpenAI's funding rounds now measure in the hundreds of billions. The infrastructure investment is astronomical, but the output isn't new consumer products. It's efficiency, it's cost reduction. It's doing the same with less. Yohei Nakajima captured a different angle. Happy Monday. Hope you have a week full of wins and smiles. Column, also, rotate your secrets. That parenthetical isn't a joke. It's the constant background anxiety of the agent age. Everything is accelerating, including the attack surface. The same tools that let one developer do the work of 10 also let one vulnerability impact thousands of systems. The productivity paradox reveals something uncomfortable. AI isn't expanding the pie yet. It's making the existing pie cheaper to produce. That's valuable. Efficiency always is. But it's not the revolution we were promised. Or maybe it is, just not the way we expected. Revolution doesn't always mean more. Sometimes it means the same with dramatically less. And dramatically less need for humans is a revolution of a different kind. Jeremy Howard surfaced something that should terrify everyone building on this infrastructure. Anyone know whether OpenAI officially supports the use of the /backend-API/codex /responses endpoint that Pi and OpenCode IIUC uses. It doesn't seem to be documented and was reverse engineered by Simon Willison. Stop and process that. Some of the most popular coding agents in production, tools writing actual production code at actual companies, are built on an endpoint that OpenAI has never documented. Simon Willison had to reverse engineer it, and now thousands of developers depend on it. Max Slinger's response was perfect. Wait, so multiple popular tools are running on an endpoint Simon W. had to reverse engineer? That's going to be a real fun morning when OpenAI changes it. Shannon Sands tried to rationalize it. Many agents are using Codex endpoints plus their OAuth. So far, OpenAI seem okay with it. Official? Unclear. Perhaps tolerated. Tolerated. That word captures this entire ecosystem. Anthropic tolerates CLI usage until they don't. OpenAI tolerates undocumented endpoint usage until they don't. Apple tolerates developers until the rent comes due. We're building the future of software development on infrastructure that exists at the pleasure of companies that can't maintain consistent policies week to week. Claude Code is modifying itself using interfaces that might not exist tomorrow. Thousands of developers are shipping code through Pi and OpenCode using endpoints that were never supposed to be public. And the alternative? Kimi K26. Open source. Run it yourself. No policies to change. No endpoints to deprecate. No memory systems creating lock-in. The pattern is clear. Every attempt to create sustainable agent infrastructure through closed providers hits the same wall. The provider's interests diverge from the developer's needs. OpenAI wants lock-in through memory. Anthropic can't decide if they want third-party usage at all. Apple wants their 30% cut of everything. Meanwhile, the open models keep getting better. K2.6 matches Opus. The next version will match whatever comes after. The version after that will exceed it. Paul Graham captured something essential in his 4:30 a.m. essay writing session. Wake up at 4:30 a.m. Essay starts forming in my head. Since I'm staying in a hotel, my laptop is right there, so I get up to at least write down the sentences I already have. 2 hours later, I've written the whole thing. That's creation in the age of agents. The idea arrives, the tools are there, the work happens. No permissions needed. No policies to check, no undocumented endpoints to worry about. The irony is perfect. At the exact moment AI agents gain the ability to modify their own code, the infrastructure they run on has never been more fragile, more policy-dependent, more hostile to the developers building on it. The solution isn't better documentation or clearer policies. It's infrastructure you actually control. Models you can modify, endpoints that can't disappear, code that belongs to you. The harness is modifying itself. The question is whether it's modifying itself on infrastructure that will exist tomorrow. That's what I'll be watching. Lunarkes.